Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
New report exposes the false facts used by Chris Mooney in his war on intelligent design. I'm Robert Crowther, Director of Communications for Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. And on this episode of the ID the Future podcast, I'm joined by Casey Luskin to discuss a new report from Discovery Institute debunking blogger Chris Mooney's false facts about intelligent design. Casey is the Program Officer for Public Policy and Legal Affairs here at the CSC, and in addition to being an attorney, has a strong science background. Casey has a master's degree in earth sciences from the University of California, San Diego. Welcome to the podcast, Casey.
Hi, it's great to be here, Rob, and it's kind of different for me to not being the one asking the questions this time. I'm answering them, I guess. So thanks.
Well, I'm glad to have you answering the question, especially for today, in which I want to talk about The Republican War on Science, a new book by Chris Mooney, in which he basically declares war on intelligent design. There's a whole chapter in his book attacking intelligent design, and in response to that, Discovery Institute is publishing a detailed report, Whose War Is It Anyway?, exposing Chris Mooney's attack on intelligent design. And I know that you wrote that report, so I thought maybe you could tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, that's right, Rob. The report is going to be online at www.discovery.org. And the funny thing is that I didn't even think about writing this report until about 4 days before I found out that Chris Mooney was coming here to Seattle to speak on September 14th. And so I thought it'd be interesting to find out what he has to say. So I went online, and he actually has posted his chapter against intelligent design on his website, which is very nice of him to do. So I read the chapter, and as I read it, I realized that a lot of the information, particularly the definition that he gives of intelligent design in his attack on intelligent design, is a fundamental misconstrual of how the theory works. So I thought it would be worth documenting this to people so they could see that a lot of this criticism of intelligent design is misplaced.
Right, and I understand that the report actually documents 14 major errors and false facts that Mooney makes when writing about ID. And the main thing, as you mentioned, is that he bases all of his attacks on a misrepresentation of the theory, in which he basically says that when we don't understand things or know answers to certain things in the current evolutionary account, ID theorists just swoop in and claim God must have done it.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Rob. He really puts forth kind of the typical straw false definition that we see for intelligent design out there in the media quite a bit, which basically says that intelligent design is just a negative argument against evolution that therefore will appeal to the supernatural when we can't figure out how it evolved. And this definition of intelligent design is wrong on two counts. Firstly, intelligent design is not merely a negative argument against evolution. It's a positive argument that's based upon finding in nature structures that have the same informational properties, such as digital code or irreducible complexity, that we find in human design structures, such as computer programs or machines. So when we find digital information and irreducibly complex molecular machines in biology, we have a positive argument for intelligent design that's not based upon simply refuting evolution. So that's the first misconstrual that Mooney makes of intelligent design. The second one is, as I noted, that he claims that intelligent design appeals to the supernatural. This is simply not how design proponents have formulated their theory. If you look at how intelligent design theorists have actually constructed their theory, it does not appeal to the supernatural. In fact, they've made it very clear that the theory does not try to address questions about the identity or nature of the designer, because they recognize that these are religious questions that are outside the scope of scientific inquiry. So what intelligent design does is it merely appeals to intelligent causes, noting that we do have observation-based experience with intelligence, but we don't have it with the supernatural. So that's why intelligent design simply appeals to intelligent causes. So I think right off the bat you can see that the entire reasons that Chris Mooney gives that intelligent design is not science are based upon a fundamental twisting of the way intelligent design has been formulated by its proponents.
Well, where does this twisting come from? I mean, why doesn't he just use the ID theory that ID proponents put forth themselves? Where does this straw man version come from?
It's interesting you ask this, Rob, because as I've been reading Chris Mooney's book and going through what was testified in the Dover case, it's really becoming clear that there is a cadre of scientific opponents of intelligent design that are going around telling people that intelligent design is just a negative argument against evolution that appeals to the supernatural. And one of these people is Ken Miller. And that's actually the one of the scientific authorities that Chris Mooney relies upon when defining intelligent design in his chapter. And if you'll actually, it's interesting to note that one of the main authorities that, or quote-unquote authorities, that Judge Jones relied upon when defining intelligent design in the Kitzmiller case was actually, again, Ken Miller. And that resulted in the same false definition of intelligent design. So we see that there are certain scientists out there that are going around misrepresenting intelligent design to both the legal community and the scientific community and also the media. And in this case, Chris Mooney, who's a journalist himself, who has actually done quite a bit of writing to journalists about how to cover the intelligent design evolution debate, seems to be partly responsible for perpetuating this false definition that he takes from Ken Miller and some other critics of intelligent design. So it's interesting to sort of trace the misinformation, both in the media and the law, back to certain critics of intelligent design in the scientific community.
Wow. Well, another thing that you point out here is, in addition to this sort of misrepresentation, there's also just blatant false facts that Mooney throws out there. For instance, he claims that there are no peer-reviewed articles in the scientific literature that support intelligent design. And I know that that is false.
Yeah, that's correct, Rob. And it's very interesting because at one point in his chapter, Chris Mooney claims to cite to some kind of a vague literature search that apparently turned up no hits for articles supporting intelligent design, which leads him to claim that there are none. But then later on, he actually goes into an extensive critique of Stephen Meyer's article published in the Proceedings for the Biological Society of Washington, which explicitly supported intelligent design. So Mooney actually kind of contradicts himself and doesn't make note of the fact that that presence of that article refutes his earlier point. And he also ignores a lot of the other articles, such as ones by Michael Behe in Protein Science, or books such as The Design Inference, published by Cambridge University Press by William Dembski. So Mooney really does not promotes myths about intelligent design here. And it's interesting to note that when he criticizes Stephen Meyer's article, the main criticism he gives is that Meyer makes an appeal to the supernatural. So again, what is the criticism he makes of Meyer's peer-reviewed article? That is that it appeals to the supernatural. But if you look at the article, there are no appeals to the supernatural. There's only an appeal to intelligent causes, making a positive case for design. So this entire critique of intelligent design is really based upon twisting the facts and misrepresenting the way intelligent design proponents argue for their own theory.
Well, that's fascinating. The report is Whose War Is It Anyway? Exposing Chris Mooney's Attack on Intelligent Design. It's written by Casey Luskin. Documents 14 major errors Mooney makes. And if you are going to read Mooney's book or hear him speak at some point, you will want to check this out. It is being published by the Discovery Institute on their website at www.discovery.org. And you can also find some information on it at the Evolution News and Views website at evolutionnews.org. Thanks for being here, Casey, and for telling us about the report.
Thanks a lot, Rob. I'll go back to my office now.
Okay, you do that. Take care. Once more, thanks to Casey Luskin. And if you'd like to read that report, Whose War Is It Anyway? Exposing Chris Mooney's Attack on Intelligent Design, it's available at www.discovery.org. And there's also information and a link to it at www.evolutionnews.org. I'm Robert Crowther for IDTF at the CSC in Seattle. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Peck. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.